Hi, this is Chris France of Talking Heads, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Accra.
Figure 8 is double 4. Figure 4 is half of 8. If you skate, you would be great. If you could make a figure 8. That's a circle that turns round upon itself.
Turn out or tune into the Back Bar Saturday, March 9th for WGXC's 8th anniversary. Coming soon to the Back Bar in Hudson and live on the radio at 90.7 FM. March 9th, WGXC turns 8.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listeners reported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open hands, and open mind. We give thanks again to you for supporting WGXC all through the years, and I hope that you stay with us.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Captain is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A 24-year-old man died earlier this week following an incident at Green Correctional Facility in Coxsackie. State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision officials made the announcement February 14th. Anthony Myrie was pronounced dead at Albany Medical Center Monday, February 11th, following an altercation with several other men at the state facility. Officials said the Albany County Medical Examiner's Office will determine the exact cause of death. Myrie was serving a 7-year sentence. The Department of Corrections and Community Supervision declined further comment on the investigation. Green Correctional is a medium-security state prison located near the maximum-security Coxsackie Correctional Facility off Route 9W and near the designated site of the proposed Green County Jail. Green Correctional has the capacity to house more than 1,800 men. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rick Collin is reporting for the Times Union. Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute has been named to the list of the worst 10 colleges for free speech released by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education. This is the second year in a row that RPI has been named to the list based on several suppressive episodes at the school. Fire cited action taken by the school administration to quash protests against policies instituted by President Shirley Jackson, including a move to take control of the student union. RPI's student union has historically been administered by students at the school. In February 2018, students were removed from the sidewalk outside a hockey game by school security officers who claimed eminent domain laws permitted them to force the students to leave. The students were handing out leaflets critical of the student union policy, as well as literature for Renew Rensselaer, a group of alumni and others critical of Jackson. Fire wrote, and I quote, "Officers exercised authority they did not possess for the cynical purpose of exercising authority while referencing a legal term that sounds authoritative but has no comprehensible relationship to their roles as private security officers," end quote. Fire also cited an incident in which RPI paid Troy police to videotape students who participated in an October 2017 protest against the student union takeover. Other schools on Fire's most recent list include Syracuse University, Alabama A&M University, Dixie State University, Liberty University, and the University of Wisconsin System. Read the full story in the Times Union. The State Department of Conservation announced this week the first of several planned statewide free fishing days will take place this weekend, Saturday, February 16th, and Sunday, February 17th. On these 2 days, residents and visitors can fish for free without a fishing license. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "President's Day weekend was specifically selected as one of New York's free fishing weekends because so many kids are out of school and families are looking for fun activities to do together. Ice fishing is a great way to reconnect with the outdoors and can easily be combined with ice skating, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, or other activities for a fun and healthy day outside. To continue the fun and support the sport, New Yorkers are encouraged to purchase a New York State fishing license, end quote. Of the free fishing days scheduled for 2019 include June 29th and 30th, September 28th, and November 11th. The sports fishing industry in New York generates approximately $3 billion in revenue every year and supports almost 20,000 jobs statewide, according to a DEC press release. Read the full press release at the DEC website. Just in time for Valentine's Day, the website NewYorkUpstate.com is out with its ranking of 40 upstate locales with the highest number of unmarried eligible adults. Catskill makes the list at number 31 of 40, with 68% of the population unmarried. Broken down by gender, 69% of the men living in Catskill are unmarried, while 67% of the women are single. Hudson ranked 24th overall, with 70% of its residents unwed. Among Hudson men, 70% are single, and more than 70% of the women are unattached. Not surprisingly, many of the places on the list are home to colleges and universities. The village of Alford in Allegheny County was ranked first, with more than 94% of its population labeled as eligible. Alford is home to Alford University and Alford State College. The list was based on data collected from the 2017 Census 5-year population estimates. Read the full story at NewYorkUpstate.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy Valentine's Day and a pleasant tomorrow.
On this audio buffet, we're tuning in Julia Kent's Temporal album. Julia Kent is a cellist who used to play in Rasputina, that are based in Kinderhook. Now she's solo, and Temporal is a 2019 release that just came out. We're going to hear a bit of it now. This first track is The Last Hour Story from Julia Kent.
Thank you.
That was the last hour story from cellist Julia Kent. Next up, we'll hear Imbalance and Conditional Futures.
Thank you.
We just heard Imbalance and Conditional Futures, tracks from Temporal, Julia Kent's 2019 release. Next up, we're going to hear Floating City, Sheared, and Through the Window from Julia Kent. Thank you.